I'm Robert, this is Danny.
Hello.
We are the Royal Ramblings, and we are delighted to be joined once more in the House of Parliament, but this time an extra special guest, Mr. Kurt Angle. How are you doing, my friends?
I'm doing great. Thanks for inviting me.
No, you're welcome. You're welcome. So we've just shown you around Parliament. What did you think?
Oh, it's fabulous. You know, you learn so many things in school, and then to actually see it in person, it's great. It validates everything that you ever learned, and I did tend to listen in school, so, you know, being able to hear it and know something about it and be able to, you know, speak back about it, it's cool. I mean, I'm glad I did listen in school. You know, I made good use of it.
So we're also joined on the podcast by an actual real Member of Parliament, Mr. James Cleverley. Welcome.
Hi, Rob.
You like wrestling?
I do. It's one of those things that you grow up with, and, you know, it's a big thing. It's, you know, teenage boys, and you jump off the sofa, you go bundling into your mates, you act it out, and actually it is quite surreal, actually, you know, sitting here and getting a chance to meet you, having watched you on TV a few times.
I appreciate that.
And you're coming to the TNA tour in January to see
that's right
in action.
Oh, you are, right, huh?
Yeah, bringing the kids.
Good.
Oh, they're gonna love it. I know they will.
Okay. You're going to the London show then, huh? Good.
Have you ever, just before we move on to wrestling, have you ever wanted to, were there any questions you have for a Member of Parliament? Or?
No, you know what, the big question is, because I'm interested in politics, and perhaps someday I want to run for, like, you know, mayor, maybe Senate. Is it a lot of work? I mean, when, you know, showing up every day, or is it overwhelming, you know?
It's a weird job. It's a job like no other job, because you get to define your own agenda quite a lot. You get to decide which issues you want to champion and which issues you want to make your own. But it doesn't feel like work. You work long hours, you work funny hours, but because it's something that you're passionate about, it doesn't feel like work. Now, I mean, you've got to spend a lot of time staying fit for your job. It's a big time commitment. And I imagine that the kind of focus and dedication that you need to be able to do what you do as a professional, you swap professions, and so it's more maybe a little bit less physical.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of those things will carry across.
Well, like you just said, you're passionate about certain things. When you're in Parliament, do you get to pick if you want to be a part of Homeland Security, or do you get to pick if you want to be a part of something that's a part of the economy? Like, so you don't get appointed, you actually get to choose?
I mean, British politics is one of those classic, you know, lots of rules but no rules. You let it be known that you're interested in a particular thing, you let it be known that that's an area that you want to pursue, and you can be steered in that direction. Or sometimes you just start talking about it, you start giving speeches about it, and you make it your own. So you know, it's a bit of both. And that's the thing that you get a lot in British politics. It's we don't write much down. There's not much in terms of written constitution. Okay. You just kind of make it up as you go along, frankly.
Well, like there's something like you're for or against, like maybe abortion or something, can you go ahead and focus on that and push the issue further without anyone else's help? Like, can you kind of be the head of that to try to see what you can do about getting it passed, or whether you're for it or against it? Is it, like, can you do that with anything or everything?
You can do that. You can do that. I mean, it's one of these things where if you can get the government on side, if it's an agenda that you can get support from the executive, then you can get a lot more done. But sometimes just publicly making speeches about things, writing about things, that gives you an opportunity to put those issues into the public domain, and sometimes that's enough to make change as well.
Now, there are different members of Parliament that have their head of different things. So if you do have an issue, you have to go to them to...
Yeah, I mean, British politics, British politics, American politics, certainly at the national level, differs, because obviously with the president then appoints the various secretaries, whereas here, all those people are elected individuals. Okay. So they have their, you know, they have their, whether it's Homeland Security or economy or finance, they have all those issues, but they still have constituents that write to them about, you know, bushes that are overhanging from their next door neighbor's house,
right,
and broken broken streetlights and potholes, and that's one of these things that is a funny combination
right.
about British politics.
So, Kurt wants to be a politician. Can we see you in the ring?
Not if I have to. If I have to come up with guys as big and ripped as this, no, absolutely no way.
Oh, I think you can hold your own.
Here's a good question. Yeah. Not to change the subject, but I noticed, and we were talking earlier, the bishops here. So you guys don't separate church and state.
No,
together.
No, indeed, completely.
It's you,
completely
you believe in that, right? I mean, is that
It's a fundamental. The Queen, she is our head of state. So obviously, the Prime Minister David Cameron is head of government, but our head of state is the Queen.
Okay.
She is also the head of the established church. So in British politics, in the British society, the church and state are indivisible. They're all into it. And I know that for Americans, that is kind of, that's a freaky.
I wish it were like
that's
that.
That's a freaky
but
thing.
But it's not. And, you know, and we were just talking, I was talking to my wife about how I wish we would have mirrored the way your government runs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, whatever reasons why we don't, you know, obviously they did involve church with state at the beginning of the United States when it started in the late 1700s. But we've kind of gotten away from it where it's they're really separating it quite a bit. And a lot of, some people agree, some people don't. But it's, I always thought that it should have been together, you know, and it hasn't. That's a frustrating thing in the United States because some people like it, some people don't. But, you know, I don't know how they feel about that here. Does everybody here in the UK believe in keeping it?
It's not really an issue, I don't think.
It's just the way it is, right?
Yeah,
the only time it becomes an issue is Sundays, where there's a trading hour that one keeps on a Sunday because of religious reasons to go to church. So that's the only time when it becomes an issue. That's a hot political topic right now.
So let's move this on to wrestling slightly. And Kurt, so
I will talk about it all day.
I'm sure. We can do a separate podcast. Kurt Talks Politics. There we are. We'll do that. So why are you over in the UK at the moment?
I'm in the UK because I have a tour, which I think is phenomenal. I've never done it before. I don't know if you've ever seen one, but it's kind of a Q&A with the fans. You go city to city. I'm doing six cities and sign autographs, take pictures, and then the fans get to ask you any question they want. I've never done it before, but some of my peers have, and it's going to be pretty cool. I never had fans able to ask me anything, so it's it's pretty cool. I heard that they've done it quite a bit over here. We've never done the United States, and for the first time ever, Jim Ross, JR, and I are going to do it together at WrestleMania weekend. So hopefully it works out, because I'd love to do it in the States.
Well, Jim's been doing it for a while now, hasn't he? Big wrestling events are going on, he'll go and visit and do his.
But he's done the Q&A for free. He's never had like an event where he charged people to come in, and so he wants to try it with me. If it works well, he wants to tour with me worldwide, actually.
Okay.
But obviously you guys are ahead of the game over here, and we're gonna have to catch up.
Absolutely.
So here's a question I always wanted to ask. We were at Wembley last year, EC3 and Spud had a great match, hair versus hair. You famously had a hair versus hair match.
Oh, was with
that,
Edge.
Was that pre-planned? Was that
the great thing about it. Vince McMahon came to me and said, listen, you're going to lose because you're going bald. Your hair is receding, so we're going to go ahead and just shave it off tonight. But don't tell Edge. We're going to make him think he's loose. This poor Edge, he has this long, beautiful hair all the way down to here. And he was real stressed out all day. And he even was in the stands at one point almost crying. And I couldn't tell him because Vince didn't want him to know. So we didn't change the finish until right before the match. And he went from, you know, the saddest kid in the world to being happy. He kept coming to me saying, I don't think I'm a good ball. I don't know why they want me to do this, you know. And it was pretty cool. I mean, to play a rib on Edge the way we did. But I was all for going bald, so I was willing to do the job that night so I could get rid of my hair, what little I had left. But was the match with EC3 and Spud good?
It was a good one? Really, phenomenal.
Funny? Were they making some comedy in there?
One of the greatest wrestling moments I've experienced live, being there for that, and then when Spud went and got on the X Division title.
When he cashed in and got it.
The crowd were crazy for it. And it's such a great atmosphere.
Almost as good as your match with Lashley.
I'll
tell you what, Bobby and I never touched before. That was the first time we ever even touched in a ring. And I had such magical chemistry with him. Wow. He's a beast too. I was scared to death. I just came back from my knee surgery, and they want me to win the title. I'm like, I've been out of here. What are you guys thinking? And what happened was, I believe the network, Destination America, wanted me to be champion. I think that's the only reason why. Because at that point in my career, I didn't need another world title. But they wanted me to have a run on our new network and get it going. But I was glad to drop at EC3 a few months later. And the kid deserved it. I don't know if you've ever seen EC3 wrestling. You're going to enjoy that kid. He's entertaining, too. Funny kid. He reminds me a lot of... I would say Stone Cold Steve Austin when Austin turned heel, that kind of humor. He's really, really, he's a brilliant kid. He's going to have a big future.
If not him, who's your pick for the TNA World Championship Series then?
Lashley.
Yeah.
And I feel bad for him because he was picked as unbeatable for, geez, a good year. And then we had him do about 5 or 6 jobs after I beat him. And it was like, gosh, man, this kid's, he looks like he's 300 pounds. The kid can wrestle, he's unbeatable. He's an MMA fighter, he's I think 14-2. And we have this guy doing jobs. Like, let's revamp this. But I think that Lashley will end up winning it. I don't know who wins, but it would be nice to see Bobby Lashley end up on top. And then him and EC3 could have a little program. I think that, for ratings, that would be our best pick. Is Lashley versus EC3.
So can we move on to MMA? Are we going to see you in MMA?
I just signed with Bellator. I'm real happy, you know, to be with those guys. I got to commentate Bobby Lashley's match, but no, I'm 46. They tease the hell out of it.
That's young. What are you talking about? That's young.
Well, to be a fighter? Oh, God.
Okay, maybe not in your business.
And especially being an athlete for, 36 years, my body is, I can't fight. I wish I could, but maybe 6 years ago, but not now. I can't do it.
So, do you see the Ronda fights for the weekend?
I saw highlights, and I could tell you that...
You see what Taz said today? He said it was a fix. He said it was all predetermined.
Who said that?
Taz.
He's out of his mind. It's about as determined, predetermined as he was... a wrestler. No, but I'm kidding. I love Taz, but no, Ronda. Basically, she didn't scout her opponent. It's not her fault. It's her camp. It's her coach. It's her trainer. The poor girl was going after home like Ronda was a pro boxer. She's not a boxer. No. Home is, and she was stepping into punches. Ronda should have been staying away from her. Waiting for home to punch her and then leg diver. Ron is a bronze medalist in judo.
Absolutely.
Leg diver. So either that or crowd home and not let her throw punches. But Ronda was playing right into her game and home was a southpaw. I don't think Ronda's ever fought a left-handed fighter. This girl was hitting power punches lefty all night long. And Ronda's better than that. That whole fight was just a mess for her. And I feel bad for her because people are really... She was real arrogant about it, but she deserved to be, and she's the greatest female fighter of all time. There's, when girls grow up and they want to be fighters, they're going to compare themselves to Ronda Rousey.
Yeah.
Nobody else, not home, not any other female. Ronda Rousey's is it. So I think she should retire. I think she should just keep her legend the way it is. If she does come back, the only choice is a rematch.
Right, absolutely.
You can't go down. You can't go to a consolation fight. You gotta go for the title. So I don't know if she wants to do that.
And what about becoming a professional wrestler? Do you think she has a
I think that she will. I think she'll go to WWE. I don't know what she's gonna do because I've talked to people. What she can do? Wrestle a Bellatwin?
Yeah.
Come on.
Exactly.
I mean, does that sound like it's gonna be a 50-50 match?
No.
So and you can't wrestle guys anymore. So what are you gonna do with a Ronda Rousey?
Like a Brock. Character.
A Brock, but yeah, she's going to end up dominating the female class. If she doesn't, then I don't know. I don't know how, you know, we all know wrestling isn't real, but how much do you buy into somebody beating Ronda Rousey?
Very true.
You know?
we're going to have to wrap this up because James has to go and pretend to be an actual
James, thank you very
member
much.
Of Parliament.
I know you're busy. I appreciate it.